standpoint, how important is it to get that win, to have those guys feel what that's like and, you know, reinforce what you guys have been preaching?
It was, you know, in this business, it's like if you lose a game, you feel like you may never win again. You know, it's a bad feeling. And you want to turn it around as quickly as you can. It took us a while to turn it around. So it was a terrific feeling after that game. You know, it's hard to win in this league, and you got to win in this league. So it felt really good. Really happy for our guys. They play hard. You know, they certainly deserve it, if deserves have anything to do with it, you know, because they work at it.
Joe coming back, and it seemed as though he had a lift with defense with his return. Did you see that as well?
Well, it was good to have him back. There's no doubt. He's a highly skilled player. You know, he's a starting corner in the National Football League, and he draws a tough assignment. You know, he comes back after a 4-week layoff, and we kind of match him on an outstanding receiver. And he held his own. I mean, the receiver had a terrific day, obviously, against us. But Joe really, really overall played well. I wish I had noticed more or anticipated more how much the game would take out of him. Because at the end of the game, I think he had lost his legs to some degree, you know, and he was struggling. And it made sense, you know, after the fact. But it was too bad they got that long one on him at the end, because he had played really well.
How did it change the action of him coming back? How did it affect other players in the secondary?
Well, I think it had a positive effect. There's no doubt. Everybody recognizes his talent level, his playmaking ability, you know, and he does have, to add to all the physical skills, he is tough. There's a toughness involved there. He's a willing tackler. He will hit you, and that's a big factor. That really helps us too. So, it was just great to have him back, and hopefully he'll just get better and better every week.
When he goes on the road and faces the Jets, as opposed to being in the dome at home?
You know, I don't know. He looks awfully good to me. You know, he's a very talented young man. He's got all the tools. Definitely appears to have the temperament, the demeanor for the game. He's a bright guy. He's got a very strong arm. He's mobile. You know, he's converting numbers of third downs with his legs and with his arm. So he looks very good to me. I think any team in our business can go anywhere and be humbled, you know, and have a bad day or an off day. And things just turn a certain way sometimes, and the hard as you try, you can't turn them back. But he looks awfully good to me.
They picked the Packers apart. And what was the story of his day against the Packers?
Same kind of thing. You know, there are a lot of contested throws. They made plays. Packers made plays. Two very, skilled teams, obviously, with outstanding skill players. So it's hard, you know, and the formations are spread out all over the field, and all kinds of personnel groupings, five wides, four wides, and a tight end, you know, four wides and a back. And it's a wide open game.
Probably won't or might not have Scott
Mezeda. I don't know that. And of course I'm not the person to talk about any injuries. I know he's not practicing this week, you know, so that's really all I know about the injury situation.
What do you lose about him? How did
JMJ
play in the first
JMJ did a nice job. And he was excited to be out there, which is always great to see. We lose significant leadership and experience on the field. Scott can make all the calls along with DeQuell. So when he's on the field, it gives DeQuell a little breathing room, because he doesn't have to handle everything. You know, they can kind of share some of the issues in terms of getting the front of line, getting the stunts called, getting the defensive called, getting the adjustments made on the defenses. So we definitely lose a good deal there in terms of just on-field comfort and experience.
The production or play with your safeties right now, and you know TJ's not playing at 100%. He's trying to play with one hand, and you know Usama's kind of been nicked up here and there. Could you just talk about the play of safety?
Yeah, like every player, everybody that plays, you know, you'd like them to be 100%, and they never are. You know, once the season starts, you're just never playing again at 100%. And they have suffered some. I mean, that I think TJ has, I don't know how many surgical screws he had in that thumb, but a number, you know, certainly more than two. And that's not easy. Very, very tough guys, both of them. Very competitive guys and want to do it. You know, they really want to do it. Hopefully they'll regain full health here as we move forward.
What would better production, for whatever reason, from the safety position mean to the defense?
You know, I guess if you're just looking overall at any position on any team, if you said that you could get better production from everybody, it would certainly help the football team, you know. So as a general question, I would say higher production from anybody is going to help our football team. You know?
Not that you care so much about total yards, but would it reduce total yards your defense gives up?
I think it's the same answer to that question. If you go to any position and say if that position played better, what would it do for you? Well, it wouldn't make the whole team better, you know. You can talk about any position on either side of the ball or probably special teams. So if you elevate the level of play anywhere, it obviously helps you, you know.
What do you see in terms of where he's lining up most often in the slot or outside? And would you anticipate him maybe, you know, lining up in the slot a little more often to test Buster's screen as opposed to going up against Hayden?
I don't think so. Because you see him everywhere. I mean, they do move him. So he's primarily, you know, you'll see him primarily at certain spots, but they'll move him around. So I don't see them doing anything different. I don't know necessarily why they would. I mean, they may game plan a person, but they've done pretty well up to this point. I mean, he's having a phenomenal year. You know, he had, what, an 11-catch game at 200-plus yards. So I don't see him changing, but we'll watch it in the course of the game because he does show up in a number of different spots preparing for him.
What makes him so successful? I'm sorry, Jeff. Would there be any chance that Hayden would follow him around wherever he went, or would it just preclude any possibility of Hayden playing inside like that?
I think that, you know, first of all, I wouldn't answer the question for you know that. But so I think that any chance, there's always chance of anything. So I don't know. That's probably like saying I won't answer that question, right?
Do you see signs this week that lost legs won't be a problem the second game for Hayden? Or is that just too much adrenaline on game day and you can't?
No, I think he should be fine, you know, after 2 weeks of practice. But I think I should have been more aware last week, particularly at the end of a game, you know, a long game, and a lot of passing, a lot of movement.
How do you defend? He must be a very precise route runner, Reggie Wayne.
He is. Yeah, he is.
How do you defend the guy?
Well, I mean, you can double him, obviously. That's one way to defend him, but then you're singled up everywhere else, and you can man him up. You can, you know, all the normal things you would suspect. You try to change up. You zone some. You man him up. You know, pressure some. Try to affect the timing of the route in a number of different ways. But clearly, there's nobody stopped him in his career, right? I mean, he's had a tremendous career. He is a terrific receiver. He's got a lot of experience. He's got powerful hands. Catches the ball cleanly, you know, and he understands how to run routes. So we just got to challenge him and do the best we can against him and try to change up because a very, very productive guy throughout his whole career, you know. And I'm sorry?
How do you think Hughes has been playing, and especially
really well.
Sunday, how do you think?
Yeah, John, we're very happy with John, you know, and obviously when it seems like whenever we talk about John, we talk about John and Billy, you know, just because they came the same year, but really, really doing well, been playing well, playing at a high level, both of them. And again, I'm so pleased with them, you know, as teammates, how they've interacted, how they've been accepted, how hard they play. It's been very good.
Did you see anything examining Luck that is uncommon for a quarterback? quarterback in his first six games?
I think he is uncommon. You know, he was the very first pick in the draft for lots of good reasons. Some of them are clear. I mean, just size and strength and arm strength and mobility and awareness in the pocket. You know, those things are pretty clear, I think. And then I'm sure there are lots of intangibles involved with the young man, too, to get him where he is right now. And he's
common, him making forward checkoffs. I don't know how much of that he does.
They do some. I think with anybody, any new quarterback deposition, it's going to take time to get all of that stuff. You know, he's just experiencing the league in his, you know, in the very early part of his career. But he's, you know, when you look at him, he's as advertised. I think he's very, very good and probably just going to get better and better. You know, Peyton's first year was a while ago, and he struggled in the league. Even Peyton Manning struggled, you know, in the league.
Did he play first year?
I don't think so.
The yards allowed by your defense are way up, are pretty obvious. But in your words, why are the yards way up, and where's that going from here?
I got to make better calls, get them in better situations to play, and then we just have to make more plays, you know, in the course of the football game. Limit the number of big plays. We've had a lot of big plays that, you know, you definitely want to avoid, because people will get yards. You know, they're going to complete passes. They're going to break some runs through the line of scrimmage, and then we've got to make plays to get them on the ground somehow before it goes 20 or 30 or 40 yards. You know, those kinds of things have hurt us, and hopefully we'll get that done.
It seems like Jabal has done a great job of just getting off the ball. Is that timing, technique, confidence, a little bit of all that?
I think it's all of that, and he's a very, very good player. And he likes to play. He's tough. He's relentless. He's got a really good feel for the game. Just, I think he's a terrific player. You know, and sometimes the stats add fast, and sometimes they don't. You know, but he's the same player, and I believe he'll just get better and be a really outstanding player for this franchise.
Can you also touch on Emmanuel Stevens? He obviously had the big set.
Easy guys to touch on. Rube, you know, Rube is out there working, and it'd be great for us to get him back. And Emmanuel is working right next to him. You know, I think between the two of them, they don't hear him talk very much, but boy, they both play so hard all the time. You know, and it was really good to see Emmanuel get that play. He's just a guy that I have a lot of admiration for his work ethic and his, and again, a really good teammate, fits in that group well. So. I'm sorry, what was the last part?
Tanner, your thoughts on him?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was in Philadelphia with him for 1 year, but I didn't have a lot of interaction with Joe. I was a position coach. I coached the defensive secondary. Clearly, he's done a terrific job. He'd done a terrific job in Philadelphia for all those years. You know, they had great success there, and he was a huge part of it. No, I have not. No.